Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Thursday here on the show, and you know what that means? Got a lot to talk about here today. AEW Dynamite last night. That was a great show, actually. And they managed to pull it off, so we'll talk about that as we get going. But we got a lot of other news we got to get into first, including updates on Homicide, who is retiring tonight due to a health issue. And we're going to tell you about that. We've also got a lot of notes from a Chris Bay interview that he did with Chris Van Vliet, talking all about his injury and paralysis and where he is right now. We'll tell you about that. Lex Luger and Sting in the Hall of Fame. I see everyone's talking about that one. We'll talk about it as well. Kamala perhaps going in. Soraya's career perhaps ending soon. David Finley heading to Sakura Genesis, I think, to win the IWGP World Heavyweight title. But a lot to get into. And so we'll get into that today, plus NXT ratings and plenty more. So if you'd like to contact us, we might have time. You can try anyway. 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That's a text message phone number. 425-780-7566. Email at 4wonline@gmail.com. I am on Threads and Instagram at F4WOnline. And I'm on X and Blue Sky at Brian Alvarez. You can subscribe on X and chat with me at any time. All of my X subscribers, I try to answer all of the questions and such. And you can get a cameo at 4wonline. I deliver great cameos, if I do say so myself. So anyway, check it out. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Just as well to keep it. Get some game in store. You're with me now. We'll be again. Other points in between. And the cool, cool mornings. Turn the days of swim or sing. Living right is easy.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Things are just better when you switch to Cricket. The sun shines a little brighter. Happy music starts randomly playing. Best of all, you can get iPhone 13 for just $29.99. With the ultra-bright Super Retina display and up to 19 hours of video playback, all on Cricket's super-fast 5G network. See? Isn't that better? Smile, you're on Cricket.
Requires new account and port in on $60 plan. First service charge, taxed with sale. $25 activation fee, terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See store for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live.
What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter. I decided I was going to talk about something. I was going to start with like all of the health news, homicide, Chris Bay. I will get to that. But I want to start with this because somebody mentioned something on the chat that actually has nothing to do with what I'm going to talk about, but it does. They wrote, I miss year one AEW. And they're actually talking about the Moxley match. Because, you know, there were a lot of people involved that were former WWE guys and this and that. But I was thinking about that. I miss year one AEW. And I want to talk about Lex Luger and Sting. So, Lex Luger is going into the WWE Hall of Fame. Okay? Lex Luger wants Sting to induct him into the Hall of Fame. Sting is under contract with AEW. And so in order for Sting to induct Lex Luger into the Hall of Fame, AEW and Tony Khan would have to allow him to do it. Okay? So Dave brought this up last night. He said, well, what would you do? And I said I'd let him do it. And Dave said I wouldn't. And he gave this litany of reasons that he wouldn't. You know, AEW offered this. WWE didn't do anything in return. WWE counter programs. WWE counter books events. You know, WWE's mean, etc., etc. And, you know, on the board today, there's like a whole debate. Should Tony Khan let him do it or not? And a lot of people, Dave convinced them that AEW should not allow it. And I disagree with that. And I'm going to tell you again why, with a little bit of added, because that person noted he misses year one AEW. Okay? So, my argument is this. Like, everyone's argument about, well, WWE did this, WWE didn't do that, AEW, blah, blah. That's all about AEW and WWE. And to me, this is about Lex Luger. Now, listen, I've said 1,000 times, the WWE Hall of Fame, it's a goofy gimmick, okay? It's like, it's not real. I mean, listen, God bless the guy. He's a super nice guy. I'm a big fan of the guy. But there's talk of Kamala going into the WWE Hall of Fame. I mean,
which would have been nice when he was still alive, and
that would have been nice as well. But the point is, like, I don't want to mention names that have gone in the WWE Hall of Fame. But
James,
like,
Dudley, the limousine
anybody can go into the WWE Hall of Fame. It's not like a real Hall of Fame, you know. But here's the point, okay? Here's a very important point. It's real to Lex. It means a lot to Lex Luger. True. It is very, very important to Lex Luger. Lex Luger's had a lot of hard battles in his life. He's just now, thanks to DDP, learning to stand up out of a wheelchair on his own. He's getting this Hall of Fame induction, which is very important to him, and he wants Sting to induct him into the Hall of Fame. So, if it's me, and I make the decision, I'm letting Sting induct the guy into the Hall of Fame. Now, yeah, you can do all of the business arguments. Oh, well, you know, WWE's doing a full tour the week that AEW is in Europe, and, you know, they let this...
Texas.
No, end of the... In when they're doing their...
Oh, that's right.
Yes, at the end of August.
Well, both.
But, I mean, the thing to me is... That's all business, okay? How is Lex Luger being inducted by Sting going to drastically boost WWE's business? It's not. Isn't the Hall of Fame airing at like 2 a.m.? Like, what difference is it going to make in WWE's business if AEW allows Sting to induct Luger? What difference is it going to make in AEW's business if they allow Sting to induct Luger? The answer is, it's going to make no difference in business for anybody, but it will make a big difference to Lex Luger. So to me, do it. Now, there was also the thing, the reason I brought up 2019, whatever the guy said about how he misses the old AEW, is, you know, there's that whole thing, well, you know, you just can't be nice. You don't want this idea that you'll just do whatever for them, and they don't do anything for you, and you're just allowing yourself to be bullied, and the public perception of you, and this and that, and you know, Dave has mentioned before the public perception problems of AEW, and I don't buy that at all. Okay, because here's the thing: AEW is struggling in a lot of ways right now, and if you would ask somebody, well, what's the public perception of AEW and Tony Khan? What is an anti-AEW person going to tell you is the public perception of AEW and Tony Khan? What is a non-AEW fan, what's someone who doesn't like AEW going to tell you is the public perception of AEW?
I would think soft would be a word.
Well, they'd say that Tony is a money mark who doesn't know how to book, right?
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, there was a period in 2019, 2020 when they were doing really, really well. They were actually kind of eking up towards the 18 to 34 and 18 to 49 numbers of WWE. Okay. Well, what was the public perception of anti-AEW fans in 2019 and 2020? It was exactly the same. Tony is a money mark who doesn't know how to book. That's always been the perception. That's been the public perception from anti-AEW people when they were a success, when they were less of a success. You can't call them a failure, but even if you could call them a failure now, it doesn't matter. Whether they've gone like this, up or down, the anti-AEW people have always said the same thing. He's a money mark that doesn't know how to book. So it's not public perception that has caused them to be where they are now. Whatever's going on right now, if they're down in this or that or whatever, it's because fans decided they don't like the main event scene. They decided they want to watch WWE again because they like the booking better. It's whatever. But no one is an AEW fan, and they hear on Reddit that Tony Khan is a money mark that doesn't know how to book, and they go, ah, I ain't gonna watch it anymore. They're either watching it or not. They're either liking it or not because they either like the product or not. But literally, whether Tony allows Sting to induct Luger or not, will have absolutely no bearing on his business whatsoever. There is nobody who is an AEW fan who's going to hear, I can't believe that he is going to let Sting induct Luger after WWE counter-programmed Collision last week. That's it! I'm not watching anymore. So ultimately, at the end of the day, ain't going to make any effect whatsoever on business. And to me, what's the best decision for Lex Luger? Well, that's Sting inducting him. So I think that they should allow it. That's it. If you disagree, that's fine. I don't care. But if it were me, I'd do it. And I wouldn't feel bad about it. Nor would I care about anyone, what anyone on the internet had to say about it. And I would go back to doing my job to the best of my ability. That's my speech.
Thank you for your TED Talk. I'm glad I came to it.
Here. Would you let him?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Here's why. It's a case-by-case basis. Of course, WWE and TKO and Ari and everybody involved is going to always do what's best for them and despite your business. Sure, that's what they do. Tony Khan has proven himself to be a human being. Now, some people can say from a business point of view, he has hurt himself with that, with William Regal, and all of these things that people will bring up. The fact of the matter is, Lex Luger's in bad shape. Sting has always been his best friend. Why not go ahead and do this? If you want to put some attachments on it, I'm sure that can be negotiated by lawyers or whatever it is. But as a human being, in this case, taking it separate from all the others, absolutely let him go.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill. Discreet delivery in a few days and a buy three, get three free offer. Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Best wishes to Homicide, who is retiring tonight. Yes, he is retiring tonight. He announced on his Facebook, "Can't believe I'm saying goodbye, not only a job, the passion, the sport of pro wrestling. I'm leaving because I went to my doctor and found a cyst on my brain. Had it for months, getting worse. My vision, speech is bad because the hard hitting, getting knocked out, hitting a plane to travel." He said, "Thank you for the support. This is not goodbye. This is I'll see you later." So, I don't know much more about it than that. But hopefully he can do this match and then hopefully get a treatment and then maybe return at some point. But, you know, obviously retirements in wrestling or whatever. But with a situation like this, you retire. And you may not be able to come back. So hopefully he can. Hopefully he can get this figured out. But best wishes. That'll be tonight in Brooklyn. If you want to go, it'll be Outlaw Wrestling, Homicide and Bull James against Offa Jr. and Mike Santana is the match. That's Outlaw Wrestling tonight in Brooklyn, New York. So if you're in the area, show up if you can.
Offa Jr., is that Manu? The former Manu from WWE?
I don't know.
I believe it might be, but sucks. And in the future, if there is a GoFundMe for Homicide, throw into it. Because as somebody who was discovered to have cysts on their brain in different places, and as they went in for one thing, they looked at some other things and went, "Ooh, how many times have you been knocked out?" And things like that, it gets expensive. And multiple MRIs a year and things like that, it can be very costly. So hopefully everything is sorted the best for Homicide, and hopefully he is able to come back and things go smoothly for him. Forget about his wrestling career, but for his future.
And then we had a long interview with Chris Bay on the Chris Van Vliet Show, and he talked about his injury. He was at Bound for Glory working the Hardys. Took a neck breaker where he said he and Matt Hardy missed each other by, quote, an inch. So I'm not sure exactly what happened there. But anyway, he thought he had a stinger. But then he realized this was not good. And he said that his fingers were shaking, his arms were hot, he couldn't feel his toes. And he didn't know what was going on. Never had surgery before, never even a broken bone. Taken in the ambulance, taken to the hospital. They put him under, fused C6 and C7, and C6 to T1, and he woke up the next day, and he said it was day one. They told him 3 to 6 months, he'll have a better understanding of where he's at. Year to 18 months, they'd know even more. He was told 10 to 25% chance to walk again. And look at me now, he said. He was very messed up for the first 2 days, And he said that the video that he showed when he got up out of his wheelchair and walked, he said it wasn't pretty, took a lot of therapy, a lot of days where he wasn't better than the day before. He wanted to try to make it look as normal as possible. He was in his wheelchair for 3 weeks after the surgeries, 2 months in a hospital, flew home December 28th. He said his fingers and hands started to move a few days to a week after the surgery, but he's still working on trying to grip things like removing bottle caps. And he said December 3rd was when things changed. His physical therapist said he was able to move his adductor, which is in your hip. And that's when they got excited. And so he started doing PT 6 hours a day, 3 times a week, more when he could. He put over CM Punk. who told him that the odds of walking again that he was told. Punk told him, I think that diagnosis applies to humans and you're not human. And so he was very thankful for CM Punk, his shout out on Raw that he gave him. Very thankful for the GoFundMe, which people are still donating to. He can't earn money right now, he says. But the money affords him time to, quote, figure something out. Gives me the opportunity to not have to stress about how to survive and keep a roof over his head. He confirmed TNA covered all medical expenses and that somebody from the company checks in on him pretty much every day. He said they did so much more than I ever would have anticipated or expected. And he said he was in the best shape of his life prior to the injury. Now back in the gym. He lost 30 pounds in the hospital. He's put 10 pounds back on. Used to bench over 300, now benches 95. But he feels very good about 95. And he says he still has difficulty wow. in real life. And regarding a return, he said, never say never. He said the day after the surgery was content and understanding that his in-ring career was likely over. Didn't see a world where he could come back. Felt like he had passed away, in a sense. But over time, motivation came from wanting to have a family and being able to both stand and play with his future kids. And that's what drove him. He recently mentioned to his girlfriend the idea of wrestling again, and that maybe if it took 5 years off, he could come back in his 30s. And he said, that's where the greatest story ever told begins. If I can do that, I can change the world. So that's the latest. All the best to Chris Bay. It's been a remarkable recovery so far, and hopefully it continues.
Okay, God is good, medical science is good, and Chris Bay is great. And the community from everywhere that has circled around him and is supporting him right now, it's wonderful to see and wonderful to hear. And it's amazing that, you know, the fact he can bench press anything, it's just, wow, just an incredible story.
This person here says, what happened to him? Well, he broke his neck and was paralyzed. That's what happened to him.
It's a TNA TV taping in June. When was it?
It was Bound for Glory, so it would have been October.
Yeah, was it the taping right after Bound for Glory?
I believe so.
Okay, yeah. So,
because it was not on the pay-per-view. David Finley won the New Japan Cup. Beat old Shota Umino. And now, April 5th is Sakura Genesis. It is him and Goto. The IWGP World Heavyweight title. And I think that's it for old Goto.
Man.
We'll see.
Well, if you're going to pull the trigger on David Finley, now would be a tremendous time to do that. And I know I'll get into it with Adam Summers when we record the Big Audio Nightmare tomorrow, looking at the entirety of the New Japan Cup. But I will say this, with two of their younger, most important guys, Shota Umino and Yota Tsuji, David Finley this year has had excellent, incredible matches with both of them. Used to be a thing they hang on Finley. The only guy he can have good matches with is Will Ospreay. And everybody would point to Ospreay. But Finley has really come into his own. I like the story of Goto continuing to be the old man that holds on to that belt. But if you want one of the young guys, by the time the Tokyo Dome rolls around, to take it off of a foreigner as opposed to an older guy, no problem. The story is pretty much the same as long as you have the guy, Yota Tsuji, that can beat them.
Or says, give Goto a proper run. Well, you could. You could. But, you know, sometimes
story to be told either way.
Sometimes the story is the chase and the win, and then it's done. And you can move on. It's happened.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The person that is chasing, and that's the most important part when it comes to New Japan, because you can have the old guy, you can have the foreigner, you can tell either story that you want, but you got to have somebody that is in gear by the time that's going to happen. So either way, however they decide to play this, it's going to be really important here in these next, you know, 9 months before the Dome that somebody's actually ready to take this promotion and carry it on its back.
Remember when Hogan came back in, like, the early 2000s and, like, he was just, like, so ridiculously over and they gave him the title and, like, people went absolutely haywire when he won the title? But it was, like, he wasn't going to be the guy. Yeah. It was just he had his, like, it was the right person at the right time, the right story.
You remember what Brock did to him?
Got it over with and moved on.
Wiping that Hogan blood all over his body and then Hogan was out there being Mr. America.
Maybe Finley can F5 Goto multiple times. Get him over.
I don't.
Man, this NXT show, 676,000 viewers.
And are they dead? Are they in the mud?
0.15. It's the lowest number since Christmas Eve, which would have done poorly because it was Christmas Eve. Did go head-to-head with portions of two play-in games for March Madness, which did a 0.38 and a 0.7. So it did have some competition.
Whatever happened to Below Deck?
I don't know. Maybe the ship sank. I don't know. It just vanished.
Vanished, like the Bermuda Triangle.
No, the Bermuda Triangle doesn't vanish. Things vanish in the Bermuda Triangle.
Ah,
maybe the boat went there.
Sorting that for me, thank you.
Well, yes. So a guy yesterday was all angry that I was promoting After Dark on Sports Byline, which was going to air on Sports Byline later that same day. Sorry, brother. Like, what do you want me to do?
Why are you doing all this shilling all the time?
Shilling?
Yeah.
Well, first off, it's my job. My job is to promote. I feel like sometimes I got to teach people how to do it by doing it myself. Bill Goldberg
even
believes he'll be clear to wrestle soon. He got some therapy, some stem cell therapy, took some time off from the gym. He's going to start throwing around that weight again.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this guy. What did he say here? Oh, okay, all right. I apologize. I read it wrong. He's going to start doing stuff 7 to 8 days from now. I originally thought he said he was going to start training 7 to 8 days a week, which means he'll be right back in that stem cell situation again. Back in a moment with AW Dynamite, Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, now everyone's talking about After Dark here in the chat. This guy didn't even know I was into that. The Supernatural, he says. Bro, I've been doing that show for... You're listening to this show right now.
Yeah,
because of Paranormal Radio. Because I used to listen to Art Bell. Yeah. And then I did a show. I did a show on Art Bell's streaming network. And I did a podcast on the website. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you sign up at WrestlingObserver.com, which you can do, by the way, with our new subscriber special, half off. We got annual and monthly specials. F4WOnline.com/new. That is F4WOnline.com/new. You can go into the archives. There's like hundreds of old episodes of After Dark I did, interviewing all sorts of people. And next week, Stan Deo will be our guest. And you can Google that one.
Stan Hansen. Ugh.
This might be more bizarre. He was on Coast to Coast many, many times. Stan Deo. We've got a lot to talk about everything. But anyway, check that out, f4wonline.com/new, or you can grab the podcasts on Apple, Spotify, or YouTube. Podcast only, Apple, Spotify, or YouTube. Just put those words after F4WOnline. f4wonline.com/Apple. F4WOnline.com/Spotify, F4WOnline.com/YouTube. And Apple Podcasts, you can actually go up there and get a free trial of the member service. So you should go up there and give that a shot.
Back in the archive, if people want to start digging back into ones, the Jonestown Survivor, that episode is still incredible.
That was probably the best After Dark that's ever been done. Maybe the best show I've ever done, people said. But yes, go check that out in the archives. All right, a couple of notes from Dynamite. We'll do a full review. For subscribers, by the way, WrestlingObserver.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Tonight, if you're on YouTube, you can actually watch it live at 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern. But we'll go over NXT and AEW in depth. There's always that guy that's like, I can't believe on Observer Live, Brian didn't talk about such and such a nothing happening segment. Well, that's what I got 90 minutes for tonight, brother. Mm. So, like, what do you want me to do?
But anyway, too good to this either.
There was a snowstorm, and everybody in an advertised main event got there. Some people didn't get there. The fans, about 5 o'clock, the weather cleared up enough that they could make it to the building, so there was a pretty good crowd. And Moxley, I think, drove like 10 or 11 hours, and Mercedes flew into a neighboring state and drove like 6 hours. And it was, and like I said, you know, there were people.
Imagine having that, to fly into Des Moines to drive to Omaha, for heaven's sake.
They learned about the weather in the daily update and went, what? And made plans to get there early. So, yeah.
Maybe you can start.
You made fun of me, but I did a real service here given that weather report.
Apparently, can you start doing corn and soybean reports, too, for the folks in the Midwest?
I can do egg reports.
Where are they at right now? I'm still only paying $2.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny?
What's that? You don't have anybody with chickens around you. That's what's funny.
There are all sorts of eggs, okay? There's the eggs that you just get at the grocery store that are like pasty white. They're just cheap eggs.
Yeah.
But then you can pay like more for the good eggs from small farms, pasture raised. Yeah. So the cheap eggs, you know, sick chickens, cheap eggs. They're like, you know, $2.99 a dozen or whatever back in the day. But then like the expensive eggs are $9.99 or $11.99 or whatever. Well, after this whole bird flu thing happened, it really affected these giant farms that make cheap eggs. So now I go to the grocery store and like the cheap crappy eggs are like $12 a dozen. And like the good pasture raised eggs from small farms are like $8 a dozen. So anyway, go for the good stuff now, everybody. I mean, people talk about like how eggs are too expensive, everything. How many eggs do you eat?
A lot of eggs.
You don't eat that many eggs.
No,
like, you can pay $8.99 for a dozen eggs, and you can eat for several days.
Yeah, but that's insane. $9 for eggs is insane in the United States of America, but some people use that as one of their main proteins.
It is, but you know what? You go and you buy your
cake. If you bake, you need eggs. You just
stop baking then. It's not good for you.
Well...
But the point is, if you take your kids to get crappy food at McDonald's, you're going to pay $8.99 for a Happy Meal. You may as well get a dozen good eggs, healthier.
I guess that is one way to look at it, yes.
Yeah. Guy going, but stop being poor. No, brother, stop. Dude, I'm not going to spend this whole show talking about food. Maybe I'll do an After Dark on that. But this whole idea that, like, you got to be rich to buy good food. No, actually, you don't. I mean, come on. It's ridiculous.
Reiner,
you know how much people spend for crap food? A lot.
That's true, but there are some places that are literal food deserts. They are nutritional deserts where, unfortunately, a lot of things are not available in parts of this country, which is insane. And sometimes you do just have to go out of your way a little bit to go to a place to get some better things. But for some people, that is legitimately not an option in this country.
I may start putting up some more pictures of food on my subscriber X.
I can't believe
I'm going to put up like a real good meal and tell you how much it costs, and you'll be like, really? Golly, that double Big Mac meal that I bought was significantly more expensive. And I had to pay for my medication because I've been eating so many Big Macs. So anyway, it opened up
Buy some chickens, folks. Just do it.
It opened up with the four-way. Orange, Mark Davis, Speedball, and Ricochet. The four-way for the international title shot. And we got a double pin. Bailey and Ricochet pinned Davis. And Justin Robertson announced it is a three-way at the pay-per-view. Speedball, Ricochet, and Kenny Omega. So this was a good match. Good, fun match. Then we had Mercedes and Billy Starks for the TBS title, which was a good match as well. Turned into a very good match by the end. Until Billy killed her with a victory roll driver, which caused every single wrestler on commentary to scream and start crying. But Mercedes got the foot on the ropes, put her in the statement maker, and got the submission. And the most notable thing in this match was Billy doing a senton, which was a tribute to me, her former tag team partner, and nobody bothered to put it over.
Mm.
So don't think I didn't notice that, Excalibur. And we had a MJF promo. Next week, he's going to make his decision regarding MVP and the Hurt Syndicate.
He found a new tanning color. He's got plenty of those.
Yeah. Then we had Mox and Adam Copeland for the AEW title in a street fight. And
tetanus shot on a pole.
Brother.
Man. Hey, I didn't need to see it, but I can say now that I've seen it. Holy Moses.
I don't got time here, but I'm going to give a big speech about this Jon Moxley on the Brian and Vinny show tonight that you should tune in for.
Should Jon?
He could. I mean, hey. I'll give you the condensed version here, okay?
All right.
So you know how Mox is like, he's a heel?
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we all know he's married to Renee, which is acknowledged on AEW TV.
Yes.
And she's a babyface.
Yes.
And sometimes people say, this doesn't make any sense. Wrong. It does make sense. Because in real life, he's a maniac. And she knew that when she married him. And they both get along great. He does what he's going to do. And she does what she's going to do. Their relationship on AEW is very much like their relationship in real life. Wait, you tell this guy no? Like, what? He's a maniac. And he's happy with it. So who are you to tell him that he shouldn't put baseball bat covered in nails in his back?
You know,
you guys were in the middle of a blizzard. You traveled through a blizzard to make it to this building. So you know what? You're going to get this guy put nails in his back. You got your money's worth.
They did. You know, their relationship still makes more sense to me than Mary Matlin and James Carville, that's for sure.
Mary Magdalene?
Mary Matlin.
I think she was married to Jesus, according to that guy on After Dark a few weeks ago. So anyway, this was a match with 8,000 people running in. So Wheeler ran in as Moxley.
He had to. He had his knife in his back and these nails, for heaven's sake.
He had a bat covered in nails in his back, and Wheeler couldn't even get it out. And then the referee had to figure it out. And then Claudio, and then Pac, and then FTR, and then Kip Sabian and Nick Wayne. And finally, Nick gives Copeland the Wayne's World. Copeland kicked out! But then Mox put him in the bulldog choke and beat him. This was wild. Miles better than the pay-per-view match. It was like, you know, so they had to follow all of these crazy matches filled with blood and stuff coming off the cage and tacks and whatever else. And at the pay-per-view, they had to follow all of that with a straight wrestling match filled with holds. They went out there and they did it. And they thought, you know what? Well, we're going to get our revenge. And sure enough, they did. They overshot their target here. Will Ospreay beat AR Fox. And the story is his hip hurts. So they're making him wrestle. That's the story.
Wait till he's 50.
Tony's like, well, brother, you got to earn that shot at the Owen. I can't just put you in, Will Ospreay. Go out there with a broken hip and keep working.
The missus called and said, you have to wrestle. That's your penance for lying to her.
Hangman did a promo. He's in the Owen Hart Cup. And Mercedes did a promo hinting. She said, whoever trained Billy, that person knows nothing about wrestling. That person's supposed to be Athena. Even though in real life, Athena didn't train Billy Starks. I actually thought that Mercedes was talking about me.
Oh,
I was
stop.
Fixing to really get mad. And then the main event was Chris Statlander and Megan Bain. Tony Storm on commentary. This was by far the best thing they've done with Megan Bain. It was by far the best match she's had. It wasn't just her not selling and posing like she's been doing. They had a match. And Chris Statlander was awesome. And they went back and forth and churned each other and slammed each other and smashed each other and this, that, and the other. And then finally, Megan gave her the F5 on the floor. Another one in the ring, got the pin. And then Tony in her gown taped her fists, hit the ring. They had a big brawl. And Tony offered her a date at Dynasty. So, there you go. I thought this show was actually quite great. Like, all things considered, I thought this show was great. And one of the actual things that was good about this show was that they did less. Because apparently there were people that were going to be on the show that weren't there. So my presumption is there probably was going to be a segment with the Hurt Syndicate. There probably was going to be a segment with MJF. I don't even know if MJF was there or not. But the point was, it was like they only had a few things they did. They did the four-way, the Billy match, the Copeland match, and really the Statlander match. The Will Ospreay match was just like it was just kind of there to do something. And then some quick promos backstage, and I thought the show flowed great. I thought everything got enough time to breathe. They didn't do too much. This was like the best Dynamite in a long time, I thought.
I thought it was pretty darn good, all the reasons that you mentioned there. And Billy Starks, I was kind of worried about her because of how she was presented in the interviews and everything. Would she be able to get over? But during the match, again, she actually held her own very, very well in there, and I thought did a good job.
Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose. And millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. So are you here tomorrow or what?
I don't know. I'll let you know.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm going to be here because it's Fun Friday. And Lance is going to be here as well. That's the plan. And I'm going to let Lance, I'm going to talk to Lance tomorrow, all right. And I'm also going to talk to him about Lex Luger and Sting.
Remember, it's Fun Friday now.
Yeah, it's going to be Fun Friday, all right. So anyway, that'll be tomorrow on the program. And then tonight, it's the Brian and Vinny show. And what's this guy angry about? Oh.
What?
There's always someone angry about something. Oh, will Brian give an uncensored rant about the Avon Fallon angle? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Heck yeah, I will.
This has been building now for days.
No, this angle's been, I mean, this thing with me and Ava has been building for like a year if you watch the show. But anyway, yes, tonight's AW NXT and the Brian and Vinny show. You can watch live on YouTube, which is f4wonline.com/YouTube, 8 Pacific, 11 Eastern. It's a fun chat. So watch along, or you can get the podcast afterwards. But all the details of Dynamite and NXT. So it's going to be a fun show coming up here tonight. And then, yes, be ready for tomorrow, my
friend.
Hey,
stop that shilling.
Huh?
Stop that shilling.
I shill all I want. So anyway, check out After Dark yesterday as well. That podcast is up for subscribers. And there's replays on Sports Byline for free. So anyway, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, head to the studio. We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live!